Schaefer, yes, of the world's most dangerous band on the Hippie Radio Morning Show. Yay!
Well, thank you so much. I couldn't be prouder, and to be on Hippie Radio, this is where I've always belonged.
You're a hipster, man.
I have finally found my home. Yes, good to be here with
you. How are you?
I'm terrific. I'm having so much fun.
Yeah.
I certainly missed that Letterman show when it went off the air.
I'll bet.
It was a huge adjustment.
Yeah, that is, I got to tell you, what a hell of a run. How many years? 20, what?
Oh, are you kidding 30? Me? 22 years on CBS, and then before that it was 12 years on NBC. So
there
like 33,
well, 30
33
years,
they tell me. My math's not so good.
Yeah, mine either.
Yeah, we did it longer than anybody else ever did it. We have the record so far. It'll be broken pretty soon.
Yeah.
As the others are nipping at our heels. Yeah. But so far, yeah, we did it the longest. And then when it went off, it was a big adjustment.
I'll bet.
To make, because you knew where you were going to be every minute.
Let me ask you, when Dave came to you and said, and let me ask you, just listen, and you know, if you can't divulge it, fine, I understand. Did he come to the staff first and say, hey, look, it's time for me to knock this off?
I think he may have come to me first.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And it was just before a show, and we were both
really?
In the wings. Because we go out, you know, like I would go out first and play a couple, before we would go on the air.
Sure.
Play a couple of songs, warm up the air, and then he would come out to say hello. So we're both back there just waiting for my intro, and he says, come here, and he takes me into like a little alcove in the behind the stage in the Ed Sullivan Theater, and he says, I gave my notice today. What? And he says,
bet you were just floored.
Well, I said, this changes everything.
Yeah, you
but
think?
It was still a year away. You know, I remember he announced it like a year in advance. But yeah, that's how I found out. And it was a whole different show after that. And then the year went by and we weren't really thinking about it. But before we knew it,
it was
over and it was the last show. And then I got, you know, well, time to slow down and smell the roses. And that didn't work.
Yeah,
I got bored. I got depressed, and then I got a call from Seymour Stein, legendary record exec of Sire Records, who had Madonna and the Talking Heads, Ramones, and everybody back in the day. How would you like to get back into the record business? And he offered me a record deal, and then I was in the studio playing the piano again and making music, and I was happy again.
I'll bet.
And I cheered up, and I put out this CD called Paul Schaefer and the World's Most Dangerous Band. I got the band back together from the show.
Nice.
We all love playing together anyway. Mm-hmm. We finish each other's licks. We're so familiar with each other.
Yeah.
And we made the record very quickly, and we had a lot of fun. We sing on the record ourselves. We have a lot of wonderful guests join us to compliment
Bill
us.
Bill Murray is on this record,
well,
man.
An old friend from even before Saturday Night Live. We used to do things together for the National Lampoon Radio Hour in 74.
Wow.
And we did a song together called Kung Fu Christmas at that time. The 70s was when every R&B record had Kung Fu in the title. So we said, how about Kung Fu Christmas, as if the Stylistics had done a Christmas song. And he sang it. And then he got on SNL in the second season. We did stuff together there, the lounge singer bits that he used to do. I was always in the background playing the piano and helping put those together.
Mm-hmm.
And I just took a shot. I asked him, would you do this for me? And he loves to sing anyway.
Let's play a clip of that. I'm going to play a little. Let's just play a clip of it. This is Paul Schaefer, the world's most dangerous band. And here's a clip of Bill Murray singing with Paul on the cut.
Hey, Paulie. Nice running into you out on the street.
Last person I thought I'd ever run into. It's great to see you.
Well, great to see you.
How you doing?
Right now, I'm just loving the way that I'm walking, baby. When life is feeling sweet, it has a certain beat. Everything's groovy when you're walking down Happy Street. Sometimes it might seem dark. Same path, same block, same park. When you light your light, you're walking down Happy Street. When things ain't cool, here's my real simple rule. Why not just change your point of view? And when you know, hey, that's the way I should roll,
that's that's just awesome. I had no idea he sang. And I mean, obviously, you know, in a comedic style, I'm sure. But he does sing a little bit, doesn't he?
He loves to sing. And he is very musical. And he loves music.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, Doug, we did a Christmas special together for Netflix, A Very Murray Christmas.
Yeah.
And it was wall-to-wall music, mostly him singing. Also other guests on it, though. Like, that's where I met Jenny Lewis, who calls herself Alt Country. She's a wonderful newer artist who does a number called Sorrow on the album, because she sang so beautifully with him on this Christmas special. And so she's on this record too. And Billy, you know, came through and worked very hard all afternoon in the studio and got a nice vocal, if I do say so myself.
That's awesome. My guest this morning is Paul Schaefer. With Paul Schaefer, the world's most dangerous band, going to be at the Ryman Auditorium coming up on June 9th. And, of course, you can get your tickets at all Ticketmaster locations. It's just a pleasure and a treat to have you in studio here today.
Fine.
Let's talk about Paul. I mean, you know, we see seeing you for many years every night in our homes, every weekday night, and We knew a lot about Dave. I knew a lot about Dave, obviously, from being originally from Indiana.
You are, eh?
Yeah.
So you know where I'm originally from.
Let's talk about Paul.
North of the 49th parallel.
And I did know that about you, but not everybody does. And you're Canadian.
I'm from Canada. I'm American now, happy to say.
Well, bless you. Yes. Thank you for doing it legally. No!
You know, I just, well, my wife said, you got to be able to vote in the school for the school budgets, you know?
Yes,
so
exactly.
So that's how I became an American. Very proud.
Well, you are originally born Canadian. And
yeah.
Born in Toronto, raised
in Thunder Bay, Ontario.
Yeah. Let me ask you about your musical influence. Who influenced you, man?
You know, I started taking piano lessons as a kid, classical lessons. I heard rock and roll, and it was all over. I loved it. One of the early records that influenced me a lot, 100 Pounds of Clay by Gene McDaniels.
Wow.
The first song I pop tuned with more than three chords. It had four chords, and that fascinated me. That fourth chord, you know, the second chord, the six minor, if you will. Here in Nashville, we talk in numbers.
Yeah, yes.
That six minor chord killed me, and then I started hearing it in all other records. But that was a big one, and of course, Del Shannon and his Runaway, and that crazy keyboard solo in the middle of it. If you had brought your keyboard like you were supposed to, I would be playing it right now. The solo from Runaway, and I've always loved Top 40 radio and hits. There's something about the hits. There's a reason why they're hits.
Absolutely.
And I gravitate towards them.
You guys playing every night in the Ed Sullivan Theater had to be, especially initially when you moved to the Ed Sullivan Theater, had to be really, as musicians, in awe of being able to play on the same stage every night where the Beatles graced the stage.
Well, of course, that was a big deal. I've got to say, though, that as a Canadian, I'm always amazed by how much the Beatles meant to all the great American rock musicians.
Yeah.
You go to anybody, you know, and why are you playing? Because I saw the Beatles.
I saw the Beatles.
Well, I'll tell you, up in Canada, maybe we were a little bit similar to the Brits up there because we cherished American music.
Wow.
Us Canadians. I mean, I remember watching Sullivan seeing Jackie Wilson on there.
Yeah.
And when I saw the Four Seasons, well, that knocked me out. When the Beatles came on, I was still reeling from having seen the Four Seasons, to tell you the truth. American R&B music, that's what I loved the most.
Yeah.
And the Beatles, when they came on, I mean, there was something appealing and attractive about them, but I said, the music, it's all right, but give me James Brown. That's still what I loved.
I love it.
And then, of course, later on, we all realized how creative they were and how talented they were, and when they, Rubber Soul era and Revolver and that stuff, well, of course, you know, maybe I was wrong, but to me, that American music, and I used to be able to hear WLS AM Chicago.
Sure, that's my old stomping ground.
89 WL.
That's right.
You could hear that after dark up in Canada, and I would tune in to hear the top three most requested songs in Chicagoland.
Yeah.
And this was around the time when Only in America by the Jay and the Americans was big. big, you know. Mm-hmm. And I loved, oh, more than anything, I think that Brill Building sound of the Shirelles and the Drifters and stuff like that, that really galvanized me. And when I came to New York, I said, I'm here. I made it, you know.
Let's talk about this album. You're going to put it out here real soon, and you sent it to me, and I appreciate you doing so. I have played a few cuts off of it. Let's talk about, there's a couple that I see on here, a couple of covers here that I see. Some Kind of Wonderful. Talk to me about that.
Well, that is a song, of course, which has been covered many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
The Soul Brothers 6, I believe, had the original recording on it. And then a big record by Grand Funk Railroad.
Right.
But the thing is that Felicia Collins just sings the hell out of this song. And I heard her do it, and I just said, I want you to do that on the record. And she knocks it out of the park and plays guitar on it. And it's just a shuffle rocker for the ages that we had to cover. And she does it in the show. And the audience just fall over. She does a hell of a job on it.
Awesome. Here it is now on Hippie Radio 94.5.